Shalom, everybody. Shvi Shel Pesach, last Yontif, final Pesach ran by. Feels like it just disappeared, as it always feels that way. I know that you guys felt that way, but for me, it feels like. We're upon the last days. So obviously, the last days focus around Kriyas Yamsuf. And there's a very interesting idea that the Sfas Emes brings out, which is that by Kriyas Yamsuf, Parshas B'Shalach, so Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu that Bnei Yisrael have to go back. Bnei Yisrael actually go back, and they kind of like pretend that they get lost in the desert. And Hashem tells Moshe, this is like explicit in the command. Hashem tells Moshe that the reason why they should do this is in order so that Paro should get lured in. Paro is going to be lured in to this seemingly, easy prey, and he's going to come and attack with all of his men, but really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just planning on, doing Kriyas Yamsuf, and they're going to get swallowed by sea, and sure enough, that's what happens, right? Bnei Yisrael turn back, they go back, backwards from where they had been going. And Paro says, it says in the psukim that Paro says, "Oh, they're stuck in the desert. They got lost, and we can go and get them." And they go, and we know the end of the story. Obviously, Kriyas Yamsuf, and Yisrael goes through. Paro and, or at least maybe not Paro, but the rest of the Mitzrim are swallowed by the sea, and that's like the final end of the Gula. Okay, so the Sfas Emes asks, why in this way? Like, why didn't it have to be done this way? I think that the question in and of itself is just amazing question. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had to have Bnei Yisrael turn back and lure Paro in. Like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have snapped his fingers, kivyochol fingers, and just wiped out Mitzrayim in their beds. Like, Mazas Bechoros could have just been everybody. Why... Why did we need to do this whole like fake out over here? This whole feint. It's kind of like funny, Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is acting. There's complete nisim every single second. Like I said before, Malkas Bechoros, they're dead in their bed. I mean, like nothing happened. Bnei Yisrael didn't have to stir a finger, and Paro didn't have to stir a finger. Just boom, gone. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have done that too. And, just towards everybody instead of just, luring them into the Yam and swallowing them by the sea. It seems such a, gratuitous act. And especially this idea to have Bnei Yisrael go back and, they're in this tight place over there. They're in this, it feels like a very dangerous situation. So there's a lot to, I think, that one could say about this. One of the ideas that I want to bring out that the Sfas Emes mentions is that, by Pesach, and it goes back to exactly what we were just saying, that when it comes to the Geula from Mitzrayim, really, Bnei Yisrael were taken out with what's called a Nis Yisrutha de La'ela. We've spoken about this in other Shirim and other times. In Nis Yisrutha de La'ela, which means that it was an awakening from on high. And Israel did not really deserve to be taken out. They didn't really do anything themselves. And they were taken out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just, did everything. Hashem did everything, basically. And, okay, yes, we know that there was the Korban Pesach, and there were, but Israel did have, so obviously everything needs to be understood in its proper light. But the way that it's written in this farm is that there really wasn't any Hisrusa Dilatata. It was only Hisrusa Dilaela, which means, again, an awakening from below as opposed to awakening from on top, from on high. There was only an awakening on high. Bnei Yisrael were not really deserving of the Geula. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is already 7 days after Malkas Bechoros, as we know. That's why it's Shvi Shel Pesach. And Bnei Yisrael already at this point have begun working on themselves. In fact, this is one of the main ideas of Sefiras HaOmer, right? Sefiras HaOmer is, the Korban HaOmer is brought on the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, right? Tet Zayin Nisan. first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, which is right after we were taken out, right after Makas Bechoros. That's when we bring the Korban HaOmer. What is the Korban HaOmer made out of? It's made out of barley. But then we begin the process called Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer extends for 7 weeks, as we all know. And then at the end of that time, on the 50th day, after we have gone through the process of Sfiras HaOmer, we then bring a different korban, which is also made out of grain, a special korban made out of grain, but this one is made out of wheat. And the Sfarim already write how the barley is significant of animal food. Animals eat barley. It's usually left for animal fodder. Interestingly enough, most people make their challens with barley, but okay. Challenge is unique. Anyway, but, you know, barley is considered an animal food, and at least bread made from barley is considered to be more coarse, not as fine. And that is the Omer. But then, after we go through this whole process, on Shavuos, we bring the Shtei HaLechem, which is actually made out of wheat. And it's made out of wheat because that's already considered more refined food, is more food fit for human beings. And that is because we have gone through the process. We've gone through a process of trying to work on ourselves, trying to improve who we are. And we've done that through Sfiras HaOmer. And Sfiras HaOmer is, you know, every week we're trying to tackle another midah, every day another kind of, you know, aspect of that midah. And we're trying to go through that process and trying to actually do something ourselves, actually awaken ourselves. That's what we call in Nisarusa de la Tata. And Nisarusa de la Tata, meaning that it's from down below, from that we are doing, that we are acting. And that process began already on the first day after they left Mitzrayim. Once Bnei Israel left Mitzrayim and they were able to be a little bit autonomous, they were able to be a little bit independent. They didn't have that slave mentality anymore. They were already be able to, even though it was only a week so far, but a week is already something of an awakening of themselves, already trying to grow themselves, to try to appreciate Kadosh Baruch Hu's interference in the world for their on their behalf. And therefore, Bnei Israel, when they were going through, that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu commands them to go back. Hashem says, no. This geula is going to take place through you. You are going to be acting in this geula. You go back, turn back, lure Paro in, take your place in the act of this geula, and take part in it because you are actually being a player in it. And that is the idea that after that we've gone through a period of Sfiras HaOmer already, a week of Sfiras HaOmer, a week of working on ourselves, a week of being independent, we are then able to, yes, begin working on ourselves and, yes, be able to actually partake in the gula ourselves and to create, to some extent, the circumstances through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the end, is going to save Klal Yisrael. And that's, you know, part of the idea over here. It's a lot more to talk about, but I think that it's just, you know, it highlights where we're holding right now. We are in Shvi Shel Pesach, and obviously Kriyas Yam Suf, you know, we focus a lot on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the sea, obviously, and that it was the greatest point of revelation that we have had as a people, at least until that point. It was greater than all the Makos. But in addition to that, I think that there's also this other aspect of it, which is namely what we're describing, namely, which is that it becomes part of us. We did part of it. And that is not to be taken lightly. That's something that was important. And Bezrat Hashem, as we are going into Shvi Shel Pesach, we've already gone through a week of Sfiras HaOmer. And now we're in that stage. And we're on a stage of working on ourselves and a stage of trying to grow. And so, Bezrat Hashem, we should be zocher to continue that and to maintain that and to, you know, continue the momentum of the holiday of Pesach and bring it up to us and go all the way to Shavuos and really be zocher to truly live life the way it should be lived. Guys, I love all you and have a great, great Pesach, great Yantiv Shkoyach.